Weather Brains 101 with Professor Peters.
Sometimes it is worthwhile to repeat a 101 episode from the past, and this seems like a good time to once again review the meaning of landfall or land falling. This usually entails a quick consultation with Merriam-Webster. In so doing, you will find that the landfall has three definitions. One, a sighting of land after a voyage or flight. Two, a reaching of land as by a traveler, craft, or storm. And three, the land first sighted on a voyage or flight. Number two is the one which describes the use of the term landfall in meteorology, but with some strings attached. But I think the definition of landfall found on the National Hurricane Center website is the best. The intersection of the surface center of a tropical cyclone with a coastline. As meteorologists, we need to know when something starts or when it ends. So we can do things like determine when on average certain things start or how long on average they last. So there has to be an agreed upon point in time when a hurricane starts to exist, as in when the wind reaches a certain strength and the cyclonic storm reaches a certain degree of organization. There is also an agreed upon point at which the hurricane hits land, also known as landfall. Since the eye is the heart of the storm, around which nearly all other measurements are referenced, landfall is when the eye of the hurricane, the surface center, usually visible on satellite views, on radar, as well as on the ground, crosses the shoreline. That is the arbitrarily decided upon moment when scientists say the hurricane is at a certain point in its life cycle. Landfall does not mean that a hurricane hits land, or arrives, or becomes a problem, or starts to do damage. For many, many years, hurricane forecasters have tried to underscore the importance of the fact that a hurricane is not a point. The impact of a hurricane begins hours before landfall. Outer bands that brought the beginnings of flooding rain come way before the eye crosses the coastline. The occasional tornado spun off by a hurricane may have already done in a neighborhood hours before actual landfall. The highly damaging wind begins long before landfall. The storm surge may have even started to chew up the coast before the eye wall crosses the shoreline. It is actually possible for a hurricane to totally mess up a coastal region, as Matthew did to Florida in 2016, without the eye ever crossing the coastline. No landfall, but big, big problems. Landfall is not the arrival of the tremendous impacts associated with a hurricane. Remember, the hurricane is a BGT, a big, giant thing, as evidenced by Hurricane Irma, which will probably go down in the record books as one of the most damaging hurricanes on record. If you have a weather question, email it to question@weatherbrains.com.